Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on, guys. I'm trying to get it all working.
And love is not an easy thing. The only baggage that you can bring. Love.
You got
Okay, guys, God bless you, and welcome to This Is It Before the Fire. Let's get some stuff going here. I saw something in the chat room. I need to address it right away. Chef D wrote, saw the YouTube vid on It Is Finished YouTube channel. Really crazy how it's right in our face. We'll be doing a video tonight. Well, I did a video yesterday on the YouTube thing. It Is Finished channel is not, unfortunately, allowed in here at all. Todd, who is the person on that channel, used to be a very close friend of mine, brother in Christ. Unfortunately, Todd lied to everybody. He was very dishonest. He was married and he left his wife for his girlfriend. He got married to her. That's Elena. He had a child with her. And that marriage went down the tubes. I knew Todd during that time. And Todd was getting divorced from her. And at the same time, he was out in Kansas City, Missouri, having sex with another girl that he got pregnant and decided that it was okay to make a, in his own words, a covenant with her. Now, here's the thing. I love Todd. I was heartbroken when Todd did that. He was very he lied to me. He lied to all of us. Do not ever plug any one of my videos. Don't ever plug my chat room with Todd's channel ever. I told Todd if he ever did that, I would go public. And I went to his channel. I said, you have no business doing videos while you're committing adultery on so many levels. It is absurd to be making videos. It's crazy. Bible says, because they had pleasure in unrighteousness, I will send them strong delusion. Do not plug It Is Finished in the Facebook group or you're gone. I'm sorry, this is not negotiable. I love Todd. Todd was a friend of mine. And even while he was here staying at my house, which very few people get to do, he was lying to me. And he was involved with a girl named Jamie in Kansas City, Missouri. And he was having sex with her while he was married to Elena, getting divorced from her, who was the girl that he cheated with while he was married to another girl. So I'm sorry, I cannot allow anyone to plug my chat room with that. Okay? Sorry. And again, I love Todd. I prayed for Todd. Todd let all his friends down. And he actually was giving a very stern warning to turn away from that. Unfortunately, he got his new girlfriend pregnant while he was still married to Elena, who he had had a child with, Joshua. And now he's got a lot of kids that are feeling the wrath because of his behavior. Okay. And again, Todd was one of my very few, very close friends. And I was heartbroken. So when I see people plug my chat room with a channel that he actually has no business thinking he's supposed to be preaching to anybody while he's involved with a girl, while he's married, while he's got a girlfriend, while he's committing adultery, while he's fornicating and doing videos, that's insane. That's delusional. And I called him up and I told him that. And I hope he hears this and I hope he repents. Maybe he already has. Now that that's out of the way, let me just slow down and let me just back up. I don't like starting a program this way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on another intro song. I'm going to take 5 minutes and I'm going to go get myself a glass of water. And I'm going to queue up the stuff for the program tonight. Tonight is going to be a jaw dropper again. And, you know, I want everybody to pray for Todd. I'm not mad at Todd. I just do not like it when I see someone come into something that I'm a steward of, plugging a channel that someone is running that should not be doing at all what he's doing. So therefore, I can't allow that. Okay. Okay. So we're going to have a jaw dropper tonight. So we'll get together and we'll pray when we start back up. I'd like for y'all to do something during the intro song. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play Walk On. That's what I just got through playing as an intro song. It's by U2. We're going to be looking at the U2 video that just got broken down. I did it yesterday. I did an hour-long video. But the Lord kind of directed me in a different type of delivery for the video. So the video that I spent over an hour doing last night, I redid while this show was starting, actually. Clay is going to be coming in here in just a minute, and he's going to be taking that download off one of these computers while our program is going on, because right now it's rendering. And like I said, again, I don't take any pleasure at all in having to deal with this past situation. It's a real bummer. It really bums me out. So anyway, okay, guys, this is going to be adult content. Okay, if you have young ones around, we're going to be talking about, the reality of some, female and male anatomy tonight. We're going to be dealing with some scriptures that have become so painfully clear tonight that it's like, yikes, it's starting to make all kinds of sense. Everything that was shown, here at this program. By the way, if anybody's new, I saw Shefty said, I'm not a subscriber. It'd be really great for the people that are new here if you guys got caught up and you went and watched, like Kingdom Divided or maybe, You Are Exiles. Okay. Nazi drip, nasal drip. How old are you? I'm not an adult. Thanks for being so honest. How old is Nazi drip? We're not going to be looking at actual, any nude pictures, but we're going to be looking at imagery that's drawings, and it'll be like a biology class in high school, maybe. So 14, my son's 14. He's in high school. I show him this stuff. That's up to you. Okay. So anyway, there will be no nudity, none of that. I'm going to be showing you altars that represent phallic symbols and things like that. So that's up to you. All right. So anyway, we're going to get to that in just a minute. I would like everybody to do this. If you want to see something fascinating, why don't y'all get the lyrics out to the song Walk On? In the song Walk On by U2. It came out with the All That You Can't Leave Behind CD. By the way, Nazy Drip, I'm really impressed at your honesty. Good for you that you just stood up and said, I'm kind of a minor. Good for you. Truth is everything. So why don't y'all look at the words to the All That You Can't Leave Behind a song called Walk On. The name of the song is Walk On. It's from the All That You Can't Leave Behind album. If you want to see something really amazing, go look at the cover for the All That You Can't Leave Behind album. Look at what it says on the gate, like he's in an airport. It's J33333. I will show you great and amazing things you did not know, Jeremiah. Bono has always put the scriptures in his songs. It's something I've known for a long time, but I just didn't want to get into the debate with the people that are false prophet hunters and think they know what's going on. Sometimes it's not even worth it. You got to choose your battles. So now that it's the end, Bono came out with a song letting everybody know the same thing. I'm letting everybody know it's time to go. He knows that the Babylon system, which is a representation of the Statue of Liberty, he knows that it's about to go, and he's letting everybody know himself. Why don't y'all read the lyrics to the song Walk On, and I'll go ahead and I'll play Walk On, and you guys can listen to the song while you read the lyrics. He's known for a long time that the rapture was coming. That's what the song Walk On is about, telling you just keep going, don't give up. Okay, here we go. Okay, so yeah, walk on. All that you can't leave behind, right? Yeah. Someday I'd like to do a program where I go over about a couple dozen songs and show you what's really in them. A lot of people think they know, but they don't know. Anyway, but did that sound like a song talking, trying to tell you about the rapture? Just walk on. Does it sound like he knows something about, you know, a place that has to be believed to be seen? That's why the Bible even says those that go into the pit are those, the whoremongers, the murderers, the adulterers, the sorcerers, and all those that loveth and liveth a lie, and those that don't believe. So when you listen to the song, it's pretty obvious what he's talking about. If you have the spirit in you, if you don't, maybe not. Anyway, so let's switch gears here for a minute and let's pray. I really, you know, an old wound. There you go. Let me switch gears again. Revelation 21, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have a part in the lake with burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay, so anyway, yeah, you don't want to be in those groups. You know, that's why I think it's really important to check yourself, you know, and make sure that, you know, none of those things apply to you. All right. So anyway, yeah, back to the open wound. I want to start with a prayer for Todd. Todd was a good friend of mine, very close. He was one of my closest friends. And he and I were working on a DVD project here at the house. And I was trying to keep watch over Todd because I knew he was in a situation and I knew that he had a proclivity for that particular sin that he was involved in. And, you know, I didn't want to see him make the mistake of going the wrong direction. And I was in prayer one day and the Lord told me that I was to tell him that he could not continue in that sin because he would be openly crucifying Christ again. And I was really super heavily burdened when I called him up and I told him, look, you know, I love you, but you've lied to me. You've lied to Kat. You've lied to those of us that are closest to you in order to, you know, convince yourself it was okay to be having sex with a woman that was married while you're married. And his answer was, well, we made a covenant with each other. And I said, you cannot make a covenant with someone when you're already married to someone and she's married to someone. That is delusional. You cannot convince yourself that that's okay. So I gave him that warning and he did not remain in that warning. So I pray that it's not too late for anybody. So let's go ahead and pray for Todd as well as everybody. Okay. In the name of Yeshua, Abba, Father, I know that, Father, just in 100% honesty, that sometimes a lot of us, we walk a line, and sometimes lines can get convoluted. There are certain things in your word that are very clear. I pray that there's not a point of no return for Todd. I pray that there's not a point of no return for any of us. I don't think any of us in this ministry are foolish enough to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. But I know that a lot of us are foolish enough to step into shark-infested waters and not realize how infested the waters can be sometimes. And I know that Satan has a way of blinding our eyes. So I'm praying for spiritual discernment for everybody, for myself, for Todd, for all the members of this ministry. I pray that no one gets caught up in a sin and doesn't recognize it. You know, I myself sometimes am terrified to take medication, even though I'm in great amounts of pain, because I don't want to fall into a category like sorcerers, which the word is pharmakia. I know a lot of people that come to this ministry live in pain, and I know that there's a balance, and I know that there's a reality that some people are taking drugs or taking pain medication strictly for the buzz. I know there's people in this ministry that take pain medication because they need pain medication. Otherwise, they live in a perpetual state of, I understand. And so I'm praying that none of us ever lose sight, never lose sight of what's what. And that if any one of us start wandering off, I pray that you will be the Father that's stern enough to smack us down and send us to the woodshed because you love us, and not leave any of us to our own devices so the enemy doesn't take hold of any one of us. I also pray that no bitter root springs up in my heart for Todd. I was hurt. I was very, very, very hurt when I found out that Todd was lying to me. So, as I put it, he could get a piece of ass. I'm sorry. But those are the words I used. And I was flabbergasted that my friendship meant less than that to him. And I was very hurt. And I don't want to have any angst. I don't want to have any anger in me. I want to have complete compassion for Todd and his children, his wife, all of them. And I pray that I never become a hypocrite in any way, shape, or form. Because all hypocrites go into the pit, and I don't want to be like that. I will forgive anybody that says they're sorry, and I don't want to carry any burden against anyone. I pray that everybody in this group seeks you personally on anything they have that they may not be sure of. If you're doing something, folks, and you're not sure about it, go to the Lord. He'll tell you. He wants you to know. The time is imminent. The time is any second. And I pray that when you show up, none of us have a wrinkle or spot, because you're coming for a bride that is without wrinkle or spot. So please, Lord, I don't want to have any stain on me when you get here. So in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, guys. So yeah, that's the risk we run, you know, we run a risk. You know, we run a risk of, you know, eternal destruction if you want to go your own way. You know, so don't do it. I mean, you know, it's scary. It's really scary stuff. But I know that the number one thing that the Lord God used me for was to show everybody that the host body system, the male-female system, is the enemy. That is the whole enemy. I mean, that's the hardest thing in the world to wrap your brain around. But, you know, when you really see it for what it is, it becomes very obvious. I would suggest also that the person that here that said they're 14, somebody put in the show notes or in You Now, please put a link to You Are Exiles DVD. So everybody that hasn't seen it, that's in You Now, You really need to watch that DVD. You really need to watch it. All the information's in it. Okay, so here we go, guys. Let's get to it, man. This is some crazy, crazy, crazy stuff. You know, the male-female host body system is the lie. That's what the lie is. The greatest lie ever traded is the host body system. That's what the Statue of Liberty represents. She's standing atop. She is standing atop an 11-pointed star, which is a kelopot, and that represents the host body system. The host body system is ruled over by the Queen of Heaven. It's on your screen right now. Anyone that doesn't know this, this is very important to look at that image right now. There is the Statue of Liberty standing on top of an 11-pointed star. An 11-pointed star is called a kelopod. It's called a hendecagram, and it represents the host body system. You guys, give me one sec. Let me see if we're ready to go. Hang on one sec, Clay. Let me see. Yep, it's done. I'm going to go ahead and let Clay grab the video that I just did on the, you know, on the YouTube video and on the Mobi video. So he's in here just grabbing it real quick. If you're watching you now, I'm going to go ahead and switch to the number 11. And it's going to be on your screen right now. It says the number 11 is represented by the 11-pointed star that the Statue of Liberty sits on, which is called a hendecagram. It represents the kelopod. This literally means peels, shells, or husks of the tree of knowledge, okay, which is the host body system, because we are in a shell. Hang on one sec. By the way, on the thing that we're doing, when I'm talking about exactly what I'm talking about right now, I mentioned ghost in a shell. It'd be great to grab that image off Google Images.
Okay, yeah.
You know, the ghost in a shell triangle with the girl in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, sorry, giving Clay just a quick heads up on the video we're doing. So anyway, so the 11-pointed star is called a hendecagram, and it represents the shell, which is our body. And in Jewish Kabbalistic cosmology, a kelopod is a metaphorical shell that surrounds holiness. And these shells are spiritual obstacles receiving their existence from God only in an external rather than internal manner. Isis, which is represented by the Statue of Liberty, Isis not only holds the light above humanity, but she also is the goddess of duality. You know, like the Twin Towers, the goddess of duality, who represents evil or impure spiritual forces. Okay, so this 11-pointed star and the number 11 are the representation of evil or impure spiritual forces in Jewish mysticism, which is adverse to the Sephiroth, the tree of life, and the Kabbalah. Hence, Isis is the spiritual obstacle and the goddess keeping humanity from knowing thyself. Boy, is that true or what? I mean, you should almost memorize what I just showed you, what I just put on your thing. It's in the This Is It folder, the final project folder. Y'all should look at that. You should commit it to your memory. Because that is the absolute nail in the coffin for understanding the stuff. So the Statue of Liberty is standing on top of the host body system, holding that torch above her. Now, let me show you something that's going to blow your mind. Here is the Statue of Liberty holding that torch. And here's the part I was talking about, you know, that adult content. Here is a male penis over here to the right, and I'm going to slide that over onto the torch that the Statue of Liberty is holding. Y'all see it? The Statue of Liberty is holding a penis in her hand because that's why the Catholics worship the Virgin, the female Virgin, because the female Virgin is how Satan gets his food, the female host body system. And that's what the Statue of Liberty represents. I'm going to show that to you. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, so here is the largest altar in the world. That's a big dead sheep. It's an image of a sheep with its tongue sticking out. That's not the clearest picture, but look at the light coming through the window. You see it? See all the light coming through the window above the dead sheep? That's where their energy comes from. You got it? So, yeah, a bunch of angels ended up going through that portal. And how do you like it? Here you are. The Bible says, do not your own scriptures say you are gods. You are all children of the Most High, but you shall die like men. You shall fall like one of the princes. So here's an image of the Statue of Liberty, which is really the statue of slavery for all God's angels. And look at her standing in front of the number 11. Okay, see the Twin Towers. What number do the Twin Towers look like? They look like the number 11. Oh, like the 11-pointed star. If you really do your homework and you find out that a hendecagram, through the third and fourth points on the hendecagram, is used to approximate the shape of DNA by taking light and bending it, bending light into approximating the shape of DNA. That's insane. So when you really know your stuff, you'll realize, oh, wow, wait a minute. The hendecagram really is telegraphing the host body system by taking light and bending it into what looks like the host body system. Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. So now you're looking at an image of the Statue of Liberty on top of an 11-pointed star, which represents the host body system. And you see the Twin Towers in the background burning up because she's burning up the DNA from one spirit is burning the other. And that's why they burn them down and they put the One World Freedom Tower in its place because the two have become one. You get it? And so Satan, Lucifer, has his new host body system now. And Barack Obama is the rollout of that. Now, I want to go back to the Statue of Liberty. I want to show you. This is something I've never, ever shared with anybody. Well, when I say anybody, I've never shared it publicly. I'm going to see if... Okay, there's a face right here. You see the two eyes and the mouth right there? Kind of hard to let me see if I can get this camera to readjust. There it is. Y'all see those two eyes and it looks like kind of an open mouth. I've seen that face before. I saw it after I got saved and it was a rainbow. It was a spirit and it was in my rearview mirror in my car I was driving. I look next to me and I'm like, what in the hell is that? Where is it? And I looked in the rearview mirror and there it was, but there was nobody next to me. And when I looked at it, it was beautiful, otherworldly, and it was a rainbow, but it had form kind of like the head of a person, but it had form, yet it didn't have a solid form. It had a spiritual form, like something you would see in a movie. That is the exact same disposition of the eyes and the mouth. No, it was not reptile-ish at all. Not at all. And I believe the reason that's on there is because that energy, I think what I was looking at was that spirit as we really are. Because if I take the image of the Virgin and I show you the original image of the Virgin that turns into a dead sheep, It's actually a rainbow. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. I have my book here that I put together a long time ago, and I'm going to see if I have that original picture. If I do, I'll show it to you. There it is. I got it. Found it. Okay, here you go. You see the virgin that's a dead sheep? See, there's the image of the virgin right there. Now there's the dead. See the sheep right there? Can y'all see the sheep? It's a rainbow that's around the virgin. So this rainbow right here, when you turn it upside down, it's like it's taking the light, and it's a dead sheep with its tongue sticking out. So anyway, there's stuff that I've seen that I haven't shared with y'all just because I honestly didn't feel like explaining it all, because some of it's not so easily explained. So anyway, there again is the face, and I believe that's that spiritual face. And it's got that look on it because it's not really a good look. It's a look of surprise, and it's going through. Look at the very tip of that. There is definitely a tip that's a hole in the end, just like a penis. That is the head of a penis, and the entire torch, I guarantee you, is a penis. There it is. That is not arguable. So why in the hell is the Statue of Liberty holding a big penis in her hand that has a flame on it? Yeah, there you go. Quite disturbing. There it is. Now just take a look and think, yeah, okay, Kizzy got it right. Kizzy619 in the chat room, she wrote, spirit cooking, that's exactly right. Now, see, now you know why Marina Abramovich, she writes the letter W with a sharp knife. She takes the letter W, and you know what? Let me just see if I can show it to you guys. Let's just do this. Let's just open up a couple more folders and let's just do this together. I'm going to open up, this is it, special projects folder. I'm going to open up the twins folder. I'm going to go welcome to the world of good and evil. I'm going to open up that folder, and then I'm going to go to the twins, the serpent twins folder, right here. I'm going to open up the serpent twins folder. I'm going to open up twins number one now. And after I open up twins number one folder, I'm going to show you when you take two V's, like the twin towers, you intersect one with the other, then one V is going to be cooking the other one. That's why Marina Abramovich, the witch, and she is a witch, she writes, with a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of your left hand, eat the pain. Look at the letter W. It's two intersecting V's. That's the same as the Twin Towers. It's no different. That's why she calls them spirit cooking parties. And that's why there's blood, semen, and breast milk, because these people are cannibalistic freaks. They are Satanists at the highest level. Y'all remember the Jaguar commercial I showed you? Y'all remember the Jaguar commercial? With Tom Hiddleston, villains, look, VXV, there it is again. Once you're awake, everything becomes obvious. Once you've woken up, once you've gotten out of this deep, dark sleep that we're all in, that's one way that you know you've been converted. Jesus said, I've come to judge the world and to give sight to the blind, show those who think they see that they are blind. The Jews said, hey, are you saying that we're blind? And Jesus said, if you were really blind, you wouldn't be guilty, but your guilt remains because you claim you can see. There we go. There's the Hendecagram. And if you look at the outer rings of it, you have Osiris, Shu, Goath, Hathor, Amun, like Amun Ra, Isis, Ptah. And then on the inner star, you start getting Hebrew letters. And then when you go in the inner star, you have a right side up, upside down triangle interlacing, and then you have the sigil of Baphomet in the dead center. That's what the Statue of Liberty is standing on top of. This is like, you know, deep satanic knowledge right here, folks. This is really getting down to the nitty gritty and understanding what these people worship. And so there it is right in front of your face. Let's see. Let me go back now to the show notes for tonight. Okay, let's see. I need to go to the next one. Okay, here we go. So now on your screen, in plain sight, is the Statue of Liberty. And that, let's see, this thing's not moving. Okay, there it is. There we go. Everybody, look at your screen. There is exactly what the Statue of Liberty is holding. She is holding a penis, and the penis is fueling the flame of the torch that she is holding, keeping all of humanity from knowing themselves. And right here, this is the head of a penis, and on it is a spirit that has been captured and is going through the penis to form a new host body. So now I want to show y'all something. This is just mind-boggling. This is an image of YouTube playing on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. What you're looking at right there is a big silhouette in the background of the Lucifer. See the horns? See the wings going out in red? It's fascinating what he's actually saying at this point of the song. If you go watch this on Jimmy Kimmel, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to point the camera this way for a minute because I've got to access personal data. And if I access personal data, I cannot project it on the screen. Let me see what I can do for you guys. I'm going to pull up something for y'all. Okay, let me see if I can do this real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I think I got it. Let's see. Here we go. There it was. Okay, so we know that in the end, the whole thing that's happening is it's the evolution of a species that started in the garden with the commingling with the seed of the serpent, with the seed of the woman. And the Bible says that in the end, listen, yeah, guys, listen, let me tell you something real quick in the chat room. If you're going to come into the chat room and start saying that Bono is a Luciferian, then please take it somewhere else. Okay. I'm going to try and be nice, but if that's going to be your thing and you think, you know, I'll just pull a trump card on you. I have a lot more knowledge than you do. Okay. I have a whole lot more knowledge than you do. I operate in a gift you don't operate in. So if you're going to come in, Luis, and say it, I'm going to block you from every venue I have. Do you understand? I've heard that I'm a Luciferian. Let me tell you what the Bible says to make it very clear for you. Jesus is the light of the world. Whatever makes manifest is light. That's all my ministry does, is make manifest. I just showed you that the Statue of Liberty is holding a penis. Okay? I showed you that the largest church in the world is really a big damn snake. I showed you that the mouth of the snake is a female reproductive system and a dead sheep. So I'm going to pull a trump card on you, Luis. I have more spiritual knowledge than you will ever have, so please be careful. I'm trying to be nice. Please be careful. You could throw yourself right into the pit. I mean, you better be careful. There's one sin that is not forgivable, and that's called... Okay. There's one sin that is not forgivable, and that's blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Don't do it. Yeah, well, you're not listening. Be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Please. It gets very frustrating when people just run their mouth. Just be careful. Please. Okay, everybody chill out. I want y'all to look at what he says. There is an evolution of a species. We know that the Bible says, listen to this. Okay, here we go. Luis, I'm going to teach you a little lesson because of your posture in the chat room. You're kicked out for tonight. Okay, deal with it. Okay, now, here's the thing. The Bible says this. The Bible says, in the end, children will be disobedient to parents, lovers of themselves. Okay, I'm going to type it into Google. Doesn't mean all children, but it means children. 2 Timothy 3, they will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents. Do you know why that is? Do y'all know why in the end? People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents. And by the way, Luis, all you had to do to stay in the chat room tonight was to simply say, no problem. That's why I blocked you. All you had to do is say, no worries. But you are being contentious. So anyway, they will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, lovers of themselves, without natural affection, truce breakers, self-promoting, stuck up. Do you know why that is? Do y'all know why that is? It's called the evolution of a species. It's because the human race as a species has reached a tipping point and the serpent seed has taken over the host body. The Bible says in Genesis 6, the Lord said, my spirit will no longer contend with man, for he is mortal flesh. Okay, because they got to the point of no return. So the Lord was like, okay, Genesis 6, it's time to wipe them out with the flood. My spirit will no longer contend, will no longer strive, contend with man, for they are mortal flesh. And so that's when he's like, so he's going to destroy them all. Guess where we're at right now? My spirit will no longer contend because the serpent seed has taken over. The twin towers are gone. They become one, the New World Freedom Tower. We have a new DNA that's taking over. We've hit the tipping point. That's exactly right. We're in the same place as we were then. Let me show you something very fascinating in this video. Listen to what he says. In both videos, by the way, this is going to be in the video I did for tonight. In both videos, this is on Jimmy Fallon. When Bono says it's children who teach, that's when the big backdrop of Lucifer comes up. Watch. Here we go. It's children who teach. Watch again. I've seen enough to know it's children who teach. Okay, well, let me show you another YouTube video, and let me show you what's said in that video. Just sit tight for just a minute, guys. Okay, hang on 1 second. Just a moment. Okay, so here we go. This is the official YouTube video with the lyrics. So hang on.
I'm going to pause it right there. The words are,
when you look so good, let's go back and let's look at this for, when the world is ours, but the world is not your kind of thing. There's an X through an O. I'm sorry. There's an X through an O. There's an X through an O, X through an O, X through an O. That's EOS, 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 which is the mother goddess system, X and O. A lot of people think it's hugs and kisses. Well, it's XO is EOS, by the way, mother goddess. Now, this next scene, it shows a bunch of stars on a page. And the stars, it says, full of you, the world is full of shooting stars. Well, we are those stars that came down. And it says, but they're brighter as they're vanishing because we're leaving. You know, and the Bible says in Daniel 12, those who are wise shall shine like the stars of the firmament. That's why Bono put this in here. Watch. Watch the lyrics. Watch the imagery. Okay, they're brighter as they're vanishing. You know, the world is full of shooting stars. Well, the stars that got drugged down, but they're brighter as they're vanishing. He's talking about the rapture because those of us that are worthy of the resurrection are equal unto the angels. The angels are the stars. Those who are wise shall shine like the stars in the firmament. In the end, Daniel 12, those who are wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Go look at the word stars. Hey, Alyssa, do me a favor. Blow everybody's mind and look up the word stars in Esword. Look what the word stars means in Esword. Y'all know that Psalm 82 says, have I not said you are gods, Elohim? You're all children of the Most High, but you shall fall like one of the princes, right? That's what it says. Look at what the word stars is. The word star, it says, as a sense of blazing, figuratively a prince. Oh, wow. Shall shine like the princes. Prince. See it? You shall shine like the stars. Prince. Oh, wow. See, Bono's a lot deeper than a lot of people know. I've known it for over a decade, but I don't feel like dealing with people that see some of the stuff Bono does and can't figure it out, and they think he's a Luciferian. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. That's why the All That You Can't Leave Behind CD. Is Bono on the rock? How about if I play a song for you? LaDonna DeVore said, is Bono on the rock? Let me play a song for you that's very interesting. The night I got saved, there was a really loud bang and a clamor when I hit the ground. Pay attention. So anyone that's on the rock has been turned upside down. Is that right or wrong? Am I right or wrong? If you're on the rock, you've been turned upside down. Is that correct or not correct? That's correct, right? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and I'm going to play it through the speaker system, so you won't be able to hear my voice, but I'm going to go ahead and play a song for you guys over both venues. Listen very closely. Okay, here we go.
Right. What we'd like to do now is go live from Toronto to London. To the Secret Policeman's Ball, which is a mysterious and extraordinary event that certainly changed my life when I was, I don't know, changeable. I still am. This is Faith. Green light, 7-Eleven. You stop in for a pack of cigarettes. You don't smoke, don't even want to. Hey now, so you check your change. Dressed up like a car crash. Wheels are turning, but you're upside down. You say when it hits you, you don't mind. Because when it hurts you, you feel alive. Oh man, is that what it is? Red lights, gray morning. You stumble out of a hole in the ground. A vampire or a victim, it depends on who's around. You used to stay in to watch the adverts. You could lip sync to the talk show hosts. And if you look, you look through me. And when you talk, it's not to me. And if I touch you, you don't feel a thing. If I could stay another night, would give you a spend a day, would take your trust. If I could spend another night, would be enough. Far away, so close, up with the static and the radio waves and satellite television. You can't go anywhere. Miami, New Orleans, London, Belfast, from Toronto. You just might fall. And if you shout, I'll only hear you. If I could stand, I would give you up. Stand the day, would keep this road. Just the bag and the clatter this manger on the ground, just the band and the clatter of an angel hits the ground. Good.
Okay. So, yeah, your wheels are turning, but you're upside down. You say when it hits you, you don't mind, because when it cuts you, you feel alive. Oh, now, is that what it is? If I could stay, spirit I found, stay with the demons you drown, stay, and that would be enough. Now, for the people that don't know and that think he's some kind of an Illuminati mouthpiece, I've done a lot of wondering myself, but as I did, I went and read his personal statement on Jesus Christ. And I've heard what people say about me, and I've heard what people say about him. And I'll tell you what, if you want to know who somebody is, you watch what they do. You watch what they say, and you see whether or not they're just someone that's staying close to the enemy. Because there's an old saying, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. And the U2 is a spy plane that flies at the edge of the atmosphere. Now, I want you to look at that same line that I showed you from the other video when you had said, you know, it's children that teach us. Now, watch on this video, watch. What happened? You know, it's children who teach. What did you notice about what happened on the page? Watch it again. Did you catch it? One's right side up, one's upside down. Now, you know, one of the ways that I'm able to discern things so easily is, well, yeah, some people would argue he's an Obama supporter. I would argue that I've seen him there, but I've also watched his words and what he says. So let's just continue to move on with the fruit. I've noticed myself that the most I learned about the enemy is by watching what's produced in public on the clothing. I've noticed what's produced on all the clothing that the kids are wearing. All I have to do is open up one folder right now, and I will show you to know it's the children who teach. Look at what's on your screen right now. The children who teach. Let me show you something. Let's go back to the show note folders. And I'll be honest, man, I had my times where I was like, man, I can't figure out, is Bono on their team or is he on our team? And I had to sit there and I had to go read what he wrote about Jesus himself. And when I read it, I said, nobody could write that unless they knew him. You could not write what he wrote about his personal take on who Jesus is. I was like, wow, that's impossible. So anyway, I hope I'm right. But I'd rather be wrong than be foolish and blaspheme the Holy Spirit. What if, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this question. What if Bono is a prophet? What if Bono disseminates his information through music? What if Bono hangs out amongst the enemy and watches the enemy in order to expose the enemy without being in the spotlight of the enemy himself? That would be rather intelligent, wouldn't it? Yeah. So anyway, I think it shows a lot more wisdom to say, you know what? I think by everything that he produces, that it sure looks like he's on the Lord's side. And let me tell you something else I saw that convinced me. I saw him in Africa with his buddies and his band, and they were in a very poor village, and they were digging wells for water. And there was a reporter there said, "Why are you doing this?" And what he said was, he said, "Well," he said, "in this world is so crazy that, you know, celebrity is currency in this world. So to be a celebrity in this world is the currency of this world." He said, "I can't imagine having to stand before God and give an account after he gave me so much and saying, what did you do with what I gave you? And not to be able to say, well, I at least was able to help these people get water that had no water. I was at least able to help this country that has an AIDS problem by funding education about AIDS." And so when I saw him say those words, stand before God and give an account, when I heard him say those words, I was like, what Luciferian would say he has to stand before God and give an account while he's building wells, getting down in the dirt with his band members, holding people that are there digging with him? You know, so everyone can decide for yourself, but I'll tell you what. I would rather err on the side of caution than to err on the side of complete stupidity and shove your foot in your mouth when he's a servant of the Most High. By the way, he wrote a song called Yahweh. You might want to listen to it. He also wrote a song about you can talk to God from your bed. Oh, can't you see what love has done? You might want to listen to that song. You might want to listen to some of his songs so you don't bear false witness. By the way, I noticed he's got the Psalms and scriptures wrapped up through most of his songs. I wonder why a Luciferian would do that. But I can see why an agent of the Lord God that is amongst the rich and famous might want to keep his cover. I noticed he's very careful with his words too. I was very upset when it showed U2 said vote yes when they were having gay marriage in Ireland. I thought that doesn't make any sense because, you know, homosexuality is an abomination before the Lord. And when Bono was interviewed about it, he said, well, all I can say is this. He said, I believe where love exists, love should always be encouraged. He didn't say sex. He said love. Where love exists, it should be encouraged. That was his statement about that. So I've listened with a very careful ear, much more careful than the people that go out and start throwing everybody under the bus, like myself included. So there you go. So anyway, very interesting stuff. Did you know that the reason I was able to discern Statue of Liberty was holding a penis? Let me show you how I was able to discern that. I'm going to play for you the other U2, You're the Best Thing About Me. But before I do, I want to show you what he does again. Okay, you ready? He says, you're the best thing about me, and I'm going to show you his performance on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. Watch this. Okay, so here we go.
With the TV debut of their new single, You're the Best Thing About Me. Once again, you too.
You look so good, painting your face on your show. When you look so good.
Another great shooting off my mouth. Who was the biggest mouth shooter offer in the days of the Pharisees and Jesus? Wasn't it Jesus? Why does he have his hands out like that? The best thing that ever happened, a boy. Wasn't Jesus a boy? Wasn't Jesus a boy? See, his songs are cryptic. Why do you think he's holding his arms out to the side? Does that look like maybe someone that was crucified? Do you know who he's singing the song to? See what I mean? So it's very interesting. Yeah, it's a crucified posture. And then when you look at the lyrics, the world's full of shooting stars, but they're brighter as they're vanishing. Really? So I'm able to see very clearly that he's woven the scriptures into his song. Why would he do that? Again, I think it's very foolish to start looking at a picture where somebody's holding their hand over their face. Let me show you what I do sometimes. Everybody looking at me? Sometimes I'll be in the presence of the enemy, and I'll know I'm in the presence of the enemy because they'll wink at me and they'll stick their tongue out, and I'll look at them and I'll go like this. I'll look at them and I'll go like that. That's to let them know that I see you and I don't care. I'm not afraid. So I think it's because when you know the half and half paradigm, when you know that everything's half and half, when I'm in the presence of the enemy, like when I was at Starbucks and Alex is sticking his tongue out, winking at me, I know that I'm in the presence of the enemy. That's why I know my scriptures. I one of the spiritual gifts that the Lord has let me operate in is the discerning of spirits. When I'm in the presence of the enemy, I've gotten pretty good at recognizing that there's a malevolent spirit that is engaging me. Even if there's a smile on their face, doesn't matter. Anyway, tonight we're coming out with a video that's got this stuff in it, and it's got the Moby thing in it, and it's got the fact that the Statue of Liberty is holding a penis, and that if you look at the beginning of the new YouTube video, and I'm going to show you the new video. I want y'all to watch the very beginning of this video. Get ready.
Imagine a world filled with rich, melty queso.
Hang on one sec.
Real ingredients. Oh my gosh, you did it.
Okay, get ready, guys. Here we go. Okay, get ready.
Listen to what he says. Here we go. Listen.
Mother of Exiles.
Whoa. Did y'all hear what was just said? Did y'all hear what was just said? The Mother of Exiles. I'm on the out, Shreya, out, buddy. Not good. Friend of mine just came barging in the door. Shreya. So, the Mother of Exiles, here we go. Let's hear it again.
All right, pay attention.
Her name, Mother of Exiles.
When you look,
Mother of Exiles. Mother of Exiles. Mother of Exiles. Mother of Exiles. Mother of Exiles.
When you look,
Mother of Exiles. Exiles.
When you look so good, painting your face doesn't show. When you look so good, then baby you don't even know. When the world is out, the world is not your fantasy. For a shooting star, brighter as a vanishing. Oh, you're feeding up Tino's children's first seed. Just to free enough to wake up on the bed of a bee.
This particular moment at the 2-minute, 10-second mark. Watch this. At the very second you're looking at this, what he said was, there's no risky thing for a man who's determined to fall. Look what he's doing when he says those words. Did you see it? You see what he's doing right there? What is he doing? He's kissing his own reflection. There's no risky thing for a man who's determined to fall. Really? And he kissed his own twin reflection. You don't think he knows what I know? You're crazy. He knows everything I know. He started it with the Mother of Exiles. The name is U2 because U2 is a plane that flies at the edge of the atmosphere and is a spy plane. That's why it's you too. So anyway, it's also showing the resolution. You know, you have to kiss yourself and make up. Think about it. His purpose was to make one new man from the two. Ephesians 2. He's broken down the middle wall of separation. Yeah, there you go. Kathleen Carnes just said, I just checked some Bono quotes on Jesus. He absolutely was quoted saying, Jesus is the God incarnate, the true Messiah. There you go. So anyway, you know, I get tired of watching people go for the Illuminati crap when they really don't, haven't understood much of anything. But as you look at this video, and I broke it down for you guys, and Clay is working on it, you will see that he knows exactly what I know. And he also started it with the Mother of Exiles. So here's the thing, folks. I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up tonight. I've got some stuff to do, and we will get together on Monday if Monday shows up. I have no more stuff that I have to do. My hard work is over, the hard stuff. And so now I'm going to concentrate on the radio, and I'm going to concentrate on videos. All right, so God bless you guys. And I'll play a song to end it, and I'll go ahead and play it for both venues. And here we go.
Right. What we'd like to do now is go live from Toronto to London to the Secret Policeman's Ball, which is a mysterious and extraordinary event that certainly changed my life when I was, I don't know, changeable. I still am. This is Faith. Green light, 7-Eleven. You stop in for a pack of cigarettes. You don't smoke, don't even want to. Hey now, so you check your change. Dressed up like a car crash. The wheels are turning, but you're upside down. You say when it hits you, you don't mind. Because when it hurts you, you feel alive. Oh, now, is that what it is? Red lights, gray morning. You stumble out of a hole in the ground. A vampire or a victim, it depends on who's around. You used to stay in to watch the adverts. You could lip sync to the talk show hosts. And if you look, you look through me. And when you talk, it's not to me. And if I touch you, you don't feel a thing. If I could stand in the night, would give you up. Spend a day, would take your trust. If I could spend in the night, would be enough. Far away, so close, up with the static and the radio waves and satellite television. You can't go anywhere. Miami, New Orleans, London, Belfast, from Toronto. And if you listen, I
that far. And if you shout, I'll only hear you. If I could stand, I would give you up. Stand, but they would keep this road. Just the band and the clatter of an angel hits the ground. Yes.
All right. I want to show you guys something else that is absolutely staggering. If you watch the lyric that he did with the video he did with lyrics, the way it was written, I'll try and get the glare off. Look what it says. Y'all know what it says right there? You know what it really says? It says, "Why am I walking away?" But look what they did. Look what he did. Do y'all know what it really says? You're supposed to think it says, "Why am I walking away?" It says, "I am King Yahweh, King Yahweh." Watch. That's right. So that's why I better tell people, y'all better be really careful what you say. And let me show you something else. You know what? I'll go back to the video for just a moment. Here, let me just do this real quick. Yeah, watch it. Just hang on. Let me show you. Just watch. Let me just pull this up real quick. Look what it says. Here you go. Ready? I am Yahweh. See it? The acronym for Yahweh. He's just got the letters in there like that for a reason. See it? And it goes from black to white. Let me reduce it in size. See what it says? Wow. I am Yahweh. You see what I mean? So everyone that thinks they know what's up, I'm like, wow, I am Yahweh. How does he know it's backwards? What about 100% no line? Yep. Yeah. So there it is. You know, you just got to, again, just be careful, you know. All right, guys. Well, listen, God bless. Yeah, you know, don't turn yourself into judge and jury. By the way, here's another thing I'll show you that's in the show notes. Watch this. Put this in there, and he wanted to make sure y'all saw this. This is in the video. What does it say? Pick up and delivery twice. Pick up and delivery. Then look what it says over here. New York Invasion. I don't know if y'all can see that. New York Invasion. So how does he know all that? How does he know it all? Yeah. All right, the video will be out tonight, guys. God bless. All right, good night. Okay, here we go.